Dan and I talked about this at the beginning of the draft, that we were really hoping to split the draft between offense and defense, and we feel we accomplished what we were looking to accomplish in this draft. Really encouraged by where we are, our contributors, potential contributors on this team, from not only on the field, again, we've talked about that many, many times, but type of people they are as far as adding to our culture here, you know, from the standpoint of highly competitive guys, gritty guys, driven guys, and focused guys.
We were really excited. I think first order of business, just from my end, just to really acknowledge Thomas and the personnel staff, the scouting staff, the work that they have done. This did not start recently, and they are all the way back last spring, writing reports, you know, going through it, and to see those guys put the work in, you can imagine the gratitude from the coaching side to knowing that connection is there. So when we're talking about players, we're further along than we ever have. So, man, are we appreciative of the job, you know, that the scouting and personnel side do. It's honestly, it's high quality in every way. The communication with the prospects, the articulation of reading the reports, looking at the cut-ups, the concise nature of how we communicate about the players. So it's everything I'd hoped, you know, that would be from a coaching side and helping a personnel side. So for those guys, I'm excited to piggyback off of Thomas's statements regarding the players. There's a real unique style of player that we want in our locker room. We know what a guy stands for as a ball player, as a man, as a teammate, and that competitiveness, that toughness, the guys who are really driven. Those are the things that that we look for. And some of those things may not show up on tape, and that's why the scouting department, they've gone out and researched so much. It's way past a measurable, you know, that we saw at their pro day or at Indy. It's about finding, you know, the best fit for us. So these six guys, we feel are fits for us, and we're really excited because there's some more out there for us right now. There's going to be undrafted college free agents that make teams every year. And you want to talk about gritty and having a chip on your shoulder, try coming into the NFL undrafted and proving it. And what better place to do that than a place that celebrates, you know, those kind of players and that type of attitude. So with that, we'll open it up to your questions.
We were also going to say to that point right now, our scouts and our coaches will really start honing in on the CFA process by finishing as early as we did, within the scope of the rules, of course, D-led. We're just very mindful of where we're going, and we'll continue to game plan now, and that gives us, you know, again, within the rules, a nice jump on game planning for the CFA bonanza that happens soon. So,
let it rip.
Harlan, what impressed you all most about him? You know, his dad's a former NFL guy, played 8 years in the league.
Right, he's got great bloodlines, of course. I mean, he's a guy who's very, very smart. He's a guy who understands the game, very similar to Jake. You know, that's a big thing for him. He's a highly competitive toughness guy. He's played out at tackle. We're going to be projecting him inside to guard. Not projecting him, he will be playing in at guard for us. And, again, there's versatility there as well to be, you know, guard center type of player. And, again, we were fortunate that we were able to pull him off the board where we did.
In the 6 degrees of separation story, him, Sean's dad, and Jerome Henderson got drafted at the same time at New England.
Oh, okay.
And we're teammates. So he's a versatile guy. He's played left tackle. He's played right tackle. We're going to kick him inside and play guard, and we're going to see if he can snap it too. So we're going to try all three spots for him inside. Yep.
Last year, Wes kind of struggled with that transition. He admitted it. He said, hey, you know, that's a tough thing to go from playing tackle as much as I did in college and then going inside. You know, what about with him, you know, and, you know, that might be a process.
I think it's different for different guys, and Wes's assessment of that, I think, was on point. You know, here's a guy who had, you know, almost strictly played left tackle and moved him inside to play right guard, and he was right there battling for it. So we're excited about where Wes is headed, but he now has the versatility to play all the sides, and he can also snap it too, Wes can. So we anticipate Sean working in that same mindset that Wes has. He is an all-day here trying to find the one thing to do better. And I've used the term set it off. Wes Schweitzer this year has set it off in terms of having the off season of his life. And, you know, he's battling for it in every way. I have a sense that Sean's made of the same things. That's what everybody has reported to us. And so that's why sometimes you get him in the building first and then say, I don't know, but he's going to find a spot somewhere, somehow, some way. And I think Sean's made of a lot of those kind of qualities. So he's coming to the right place as a competitor. He knows we're going to try him at different spots. In the preseason game, you'll probably see him a number of spots, you know, as we get through the games and into practice as well.
What did you like about DeMonte? He had his hands on a lot of balls here the last couple of years.
Yeah, you want to start off?
Yeah, I'll start off with him. I mean, look, because he is a he's another versatile guy. I mean, that's where we are with him. I mean, he's a guy who's played corner, got his hands on a lot of balls. He's got really nice ball skills. He's a very quick underneath guy who's really, really aggressive, comes up to support very well in the run game, also has a really good knack of locating the ball. He's a smart football player. Again, he's one of those guys that I think is going to fit in with our secondary and our defense, and you know, Dan's style and Marquand Manuel's style of playing defense is going to be he fits right in with that group.
And I think, well, you don't normally talk about it outside of a corner, but he is a very good tackler. Mm-hmm. And so we looked at those as well. So you guys are going to get a chance to see him and see the competitor he is and how hard he plays. So we're excited to add him to the mix. Is it going to be nickel, safety, corner? That's ours to figure it out and get to know him as well as we can from the time he arrives through training camp and find the things that he does best and then unleash it. And I would imagine he will follow Keith Armstrong around as close to his hip on game day as you can imagine.
How are you looking at that free safety situation? You have a lot of faith in Ricardo.
Yep.
He played a lot of snaps. And yep. I'm sure you want to develop that depth. That's no why you doubt. Talked about Poole being in that
safety
spot.
As well.
And then this guy.
Yep.
You got it, Vaughn. You're on it. And we knew that was a spot that we wanted to add some versatility and some depth to. So last year when Cadillac had left, you know, we thought there were some spots there for people to step up and get into that free safety world. Brian certainly has the ability to do that. For Rico, in 2015, he went from 19 missed tackles down to 11. Like, you want to talk about applying it for the offseason to find the things he can do better, and he's going for it again. So we're looking for another guy who has that kind of mindset, that kind of makeup to say, I'm going for it in the biggest way. And I sense DeMonte has a lot of those traits as well.
Brian Hill said y'all got the best running back in the draft.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Fantastic. Well, that's good. We feel that we have a really good group of running backs here, and he'll add to the depth of that group. And you know, he's a hard charging, tough, hard nosed guy. It fits in with our style of running. You know, he's a smart football player. We have some 6 degrees of separation as well as far as our connections at Wyoming with Doug Mowry's brother, Kurt Mowry, who was coaching there, is now at Indiana State, I believe. This kid's got a really interesting he's a big kid, right?
Yep.
He's 6'6" plus 6 feet
almost,
and yep. almost 6'1", 220 plus pounds. So that's a nice addition to our group.
Does that give you a power back in for short yards type situations?
Yeah, we do. So there's going to be some good competition behind Free and Tev, and he'll certainly be into that mix. But that kind of size, we're also hoping that a player that's 220 and can run like he can have a role on teams as well. But we do like the size, and you know, his toughness with and without the ball was something that we noticed right away. And he can move the pile. He can make you miss. So we're excited.
He said he runs violently. That's
an accurate term. Yes,
yeah. He is. He's an angry runner. It's fun to watch him.
Yes, Vaughn.
Yeah, and what about, you know, I know you talk about his running. What about his blocking, his pass blocking, and his blocking? What do you see in that?
Yeah, for, you know, like the blocking part's a big one. And we feel like third down, is that a player that can step in and do some of the protection work that we asked our fullback last year to do? And so we anticipate that being a part two. We're excited about where he's headed. He's got the size and strength to do it. Now, we won't really know on that till you get to training camp. It's you can imagine it's way easier to pass block without pads.
The Sauber kid's interesting. Caught a lot of balls at Drake, moved around a lot. What did y'all see out of him?
Right. He's a move tight end who has the athletic ability to run routes and shake people, and you know, it's not going to be that easy for secondary to stay in phase against a guy like this, because he can run, he can jump. He's definitely has a finesse ability to him, but he also can be physical. I mean, he's a good sized guy as well. Again, I think we have a nice stall of tight ends, and he'll be right in that mix of, you know, competing. And we like him. He's, you know, obviously he's from Drake. I mean, he'll have to ease his way into learning about what's going on at this level, of course. And but we know that our tight end coach is really, really dialed in, and he'll work with this guy well.
Yep, we thought he's been split out a bunch. He's very comfortable doing that. Much different. You know, we rely on Levine so much in the blocking area, and Hoop kind of does both. And so for the rest of the guys, we're into the mix, you know, with Eric and the rest of the guys, see who can do what and what roles they can bring to the team. So wide open competition there at that spot, and we're glad to throw Eric into that mix.
Thomas, on Friday you were talking about some of the hidden gems that might be late in this draft. Yeah. You guys hit on some of these guys you picked up today?
I feel like we were really honed in on that part of the draft, and we feel like we walked away with, you know, three in the fifth and one in the fourth that we think can be, you know, helpful for us. And there's no question. I don't want to ever associate and attach gem to them. But again, we are really encouraged by what we are able to get, you know, in the rounds that we had, and being able to move back to get a couple more in the fifth round. That was good. It helped us, you know, get to spots on our roster that we thought we needed to work on.
You had that infamous quote about the angelic souls and stuff like that. How many? Can you put a number on? Could you put a number on how many guys you may be eliminated off the board from this draft?
Because of the comments about our character, our issues with character and such. I won't put a number on it, Vaughn, but I mean the reality is there's no question that we are, you know, very particular about who we have come into this building. It has very little to do with whether they swear or whatever else. It has to do if they're the right fits ultimately, and we feel very strongly that there is a filter, and maybe a different filter than it was 7 years ago or 6 years ago. There still is a filter here, of course. We need to be very mindful of that. That comes all the way down from Arthur Blank, of course, and Dan and I talk about it a lot. We want to make sure that we're putting the right people in the locker room that mix well with this culture. And it's very particular, especially as Dan has created this culture here with his brotherhood. You know, obviously, you don't want people to be tearing at that brotherhood.
I got one more for you guys.
Sure.
Did you guys give Bosher a hard time about getting the school wrong on the pick?
We did, but we got to defend Bosch on this one. So on the bottom of the card, it had Duke as the school. So we gave Bosch a pass. Now, he didn't get a free pass all the way because clearly he didn't know the draft very well. And any new teammate you should know. But, yeah, we'll definitely – it'll probably make its way into the team meeting one day. Let's just leave it at that.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.